And liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains, the snow-covered mountains this morning of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Yes, we went to bed last night, and it was nice here. Yesterday we had about 50 degrees in the high Rocky Mountains here of Idaho, and my goodness gracious, we get up this morning, we got about 3 inches of snow, and it's still coming down. So, just a pretty neat place to be. We like a little snow, we don't like a lot of snow, and we like our sunshine. And up here at the top of the Rocky Mountains, you have a lot of sunshine, and a little bit of snow. So, anyway, that's how it goes. By the way, you might hear that my voice is sounding a little funny this morning. A couple days ago, I started getting that problem with my throat come back to me, and the cough, the persistent cough started coming back again. So I'm almost sure of the fact that I won't make 2 hours today. So I have my dear friend and our favorite Marine from Arkansas, Drew Raines, standing by if I begin to fall out here. So he's probably listening in right now. But you know what will help, folks, is if you can help me get through this hour, we'll have Drew coming on with the second hour of the program to help me out, because my daytime program in the mornings, the last couple days, I've just made it through the hour before my voice just went out on me. And so I'm working to try to get rid of this crud once again, taking silver water, taking, all kinds of things, gargling with salt water, and taking vitamin C, and what all am I taking? My bride's giving me a whole bunch of stuff, echinacea, and on and on and on, so much stuff. I'm taking something called Vima, too, something like that, Vima. Have you ever heard of that? It's supposed to be real good for you. And so I'm working on it, trying to get rid of this crud once again. But it would help me a lot today, folks, this morning, if you could call in. And we'll be talking about snipers here in a few minutes. And some of you might like to add something to our program on snipers. And we're not talking about going out snipe hunting. Don't get confused. We don't snipe hunt around here. And we're talking about military snipers and American private citizen snipers. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
McLam program, and I'm that old cop, retired cop, Jack McLam. I was in the military during the Vietnam War, and I was a police officer up until the time I was permanently disabled on the streets of Phoenix in the war zone in South Phoenix. And I now am the leader, you might say, of two police and military associations. One that we've had for about 24 years is Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. And then the other one is an organization a little younger, about 20 years old, is Police and Military Against the New World Order. And our headquarters are right here where I'm speaking to you from at the top of the Rocky Mountains here. And something we talk about all the time here is armaments, weapons, and the use of weapons and training of weapons and things like that. Of course, that's what retired military people do and retired police officers do, is they talk about tools of the trade. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit this morning because I think it's really, truly relevant, and how sad that is that we talk about the American people getting weapons into their houses, and getting weapons into their houses very soon. If you don't have any weapons in your house to protect your family, yourself, your community, your nation, then you're wrong. You are truly wrong about that, folks, because Americans have always been known for standing up and protecting their families and protecting their community, their friends, their neighbors, and their country. And you don't have to be in the military to have that attitude that you want to protect your family, your neighbors, and your community and nation. And I hope that most of you feel that way. I do know there's a movement going on in this nation of pacifism, that God just will just withdraw and let Lucifer take over, and then most of the Christians, anyway, believe they're going to be raptured out of here next week, and God will clean it up when he gets here. Well, if you talk to people and read and study Revelations and also other parts of the Bible about this rapture doctrine, you will realize and get publications like from Captain Darrell Eberhardt that he put out, where he did an incredible study and research on the rapture doctrine and proves within his documents that there is no pre-trib rapture. You know that in reading and studying, you'll find out that God talks about us being prepared to go through the tribulation. And over in the scriptures, he does. And we believe, good possibility, the tribulation has already started and it's going to get much, much worse. And so if you believe, whatever you believe, if you believe little green men are going to come down from outer space and attack you, your family and your neighborhood and your community, you need a good weapon in the house. You need several good weapons in the house. Or if you believe that the red Chinese are going to come over the north and down into the United States, or come up from their new digs at Long Beach Harbor and down at Panama, where they've taken over the Panama Canal, and they're coming into Louisiana and other areas up through the waterways and taking over these areas. If you think that that could be the scenario, you're going to need good weapons in your home, believe me. Whatever it is, if you believe UN troops are going to come into this country in the near future and put you under a totalitarian system, that's a strong possibility, okay? And so you're going to want to protect your family, protect your neighborhood, your neighbors, and your nation, whatever the reason. And so I want to share with you what the military is doing right now in this area. We have military publications coming into our two police and military organizations here every week, matter of fact, and police publications coming in. There's a lot of talk right now about increasing tremendously the amount of snipers in the military and in law enforcement, for that matter. Why would they be doing that, folks? Well, I'll share some thoughts with you here, and we're going to get into weapons. A very troubling situation has occurred, and military trainers of snipers will tell you this, that 40, 50 years ago, of the people coming into the military, very few were not good shooters, and did not have a very good relationship with a good hunting rifle. Okay, because 50 years ago, most all of us, including this old cop here, learned how to shoot from our grandpappies and our dads, uncles, and so forth. Even the girls. Even the girls learned to shoot a rifle, and we'd go out and shoot rabbits and squirrels, as I did in Washington, D.C., especially just out of that area into Maryland and Virginia. And me and my buddies, at a very young age, would take our .22 rifles out and get squirrels and get rabbits and cook them up and eat them. And so 50 years ago, the military training sergeants would just pick a few people, and almost everybody they'd pick in the military would be well trained in how to shoot long range with a rifle. And so it wasn't very difficult at all to train Americans in how to become snipers in the wars that we were involved in. But today it's much different, folks. Today it's different. We've been put into these big cities, and there are so many Americans today that have never touched a weapon at all, a pistol, a revolver, or a rifle, or a shotgun. And we just had that experience down in Indiana. My wife's brother, who's a very, very fine guy, had never handled a pistol before, and we took him out and used our pistols to train him. And we did some training one day and told him what kind of a weapon to go to get, and he's gone down to get himself a good revolver. But see, that would have never happened 50 years ago, folks. Most everybody, even people in the city, used to go hunting and fishing and used to know how to survive off the land and also protect their house and their community. Well, here's what the government's saying, folks. We go to Time to Go Sniper, an article put out by Matthew Cox. He says Army Sniper School is considering doubling the number of classes it teaches each year. 4 years ago, the sniper training course at Fort Benning, Georgia, was churning out about 8 rotations annually, with class sizes ranging from 250 to 290 students. But the urban battles of Iraq and Afghanistan have pushed to, and a push to turn battalion sniper sections into whole platoons has sniper instructors preparing to teach twice as many classes per year. Sergeant First Class Steve Pinnock, chief instructor at Benning's sniper course, made that statement, and he says training and doctrine commands is telling us we need to be running 13 to 19 classes per year, he said. This is just one of the many potential changes sniper school is planning to help keep up with the Army's constantly evolving sniper mission. The others include possibly increasing the length of the course, sniper course, from 5 to 6 weeks, adding instruction on foreign sniper weapons. That's very important, very good, because you never know when you may only have a foreign sniper weapon to use, so you need to be familiar with them. And also adding pistol instruction. The increased need for snipers means that there's no better time for soldiers who want to pursue this elite profession to join up. As part of the Army's transformation from 33 active combat brigades, 42 modular brigade combat teams, the service is considering creating sniper platoons. It would go as high as 30-man platoons. Never heard of that before in the military, folks. Sniper groups were usually just 3 to 5 guys, and This is really something. They're going to be doing a lot of sniping, evidently. The sergeant says here we're pushing for somewhere between 20 and 30-man platoons, sniper platoons. Sniper sections now consist of a section leader and 3-man teams. Yeah, that's what I was saying, folks, usually about four people. With the new units coming in, if they get their sniper platoons, they're going to have to fill that platoon. Instructors are considering adding another week of training to the course now that the Army is adopting a new semi-automatic sniper rifle. Let me talk about that a minute, folks. The SEAL teams have been using semi-automatic sniper rifles for quite some time. United States Naval SEAL teams. And we old cops and soldiers here believe in the semi-automatic sniper rifle. We have them. I'm looking at one right here, and you guys can call in if you'd like. Let me give out our call-in number, and you can help me get through this hour without losing my voice. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking about some good equipment for everybody's home to work on getting some of these good weapons in your home, because the day is coming, we believe, when we will have to protect our home and our community. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program. Sorry about my voice. I don't know what to say. Took me about 3 weeks to get rid of it the last time, and I got over it about a week and a half, and then I'm getting it back again. So we've got U.S. Marine Corps, our top military Marine, standing by there in Little Rock to take over for me if I fall out here. But he will be on the second hour. And I wanted to open the phone lines up because we could sure use some callers to try to help me get through this hour. So that number, once again, is 800-313-9443. We're talking about what kind of weapons the military is using now. They're coming to they're coming up with a semi-automatic rifle now. It's called the XM110 sniper system, and it's 7.62 millimeter, 9 millimeter, in other words, NATO round. And some of the snipers who have learned to shoot on the single action, the bolt action rifle, are raising Cain about it. The M24 sniper rifle is what the Army uses right now. It's 7.62 also, NATO round. But it's bolt action, single shot. And so the marksmen say they will add the semi-automatic rifle, but they want to keep their bolt action favorites. One shot, one kill. You know, Army sniper teams will soon add a semi-automatic sniper rifle, it says, to their arsenal, but they may may get to keep their trusted bolt-action shooter, the M24. By early next year, Army snipers could deploy to Iraq and Afghanistan with the XM110, a version of the Knight Armament Company's MK11, a Model Zero rifle, and the sniper rifle Navy SEALs have used since the late 1990s. It's a good weapon, folks, but I like the Springfield myself. Got one sitting right over here in the corner, matter of fact. The Army selected the Knight's armament rifle in September as the winner of an open competition, but the protest from Remington Arms Company, the maker of the M24 sniper rifle, all but put up the program on hold until mid-January. So anyway, both are very, very fine rifles, but one is semi-automatic. And I suggest, folks, when you go out and get a rifle for hunting, get a semi-automatic. There's some good Remingtons out there, good Springfields out there. I'm holding one up right now in my hand here. It's a sniper rifle, and it's the M1A, Springfield M1A. And it's a fine, fine rifle. It's got a huge magazine. You can have 20 rounds in the magazine, and it's a sure shot. And it's got, this one happens to have a 4x14 by 56 scope on it, Springfield Armory Government model, 4x14 scope on it, and it has a tripod on it, and it's a wonderful weapon, I know, because I've been using it, and took sniper training in Phoenix, Arizona, along with my wife a few years back, and my wife outshot me. Now, that's sad. That's really sad, folks. You got to watch out for these women out there because most of them are dead shot, and they make us guys look bad, you know. Well, we both went through a sniper training class with a retired SEAL member. Ranger, a retired Ranger and squad leader for the LAPD SWAT team, and he is very interesting. When he teaches gun classes, he can't help himself. You know, when he teaches a pistol class, people come in to learn how to shoot a pistol. By the time you finish the class, you've learned to take out a guard or a sentry with a knife. How many of you have been through a pistol class like that? Well, you learn to shoot a pistol and you learn how to take out a sentry with a knife from behind. Well, anyway, James Jarrett, Professor James Jarrett from Arizona University, teaches some wonderful classes. He's, like I say, a long-range LERP ranger from Vietnam and LAPD commander, team commander, retired. And so anyway, folks, what I'm saying here is we want to prepare people to defend their home and defend their house and their families. And this is the best time to do it because, folks, it's looking very ominous out there that very soon, if the Bush crime family blows up something else in this nation and blames it on the Iranians, which we believe will happen, because Bush is very ticked off that the Iranians may very well go along with the Russians taking over the production of the materials they need to have peaceful civilian nuclear energy to help with getting off the need for oil using an oil-based system like we have in America. And so what's happening is Bush is very ticked off because he didn't figure the Iranians would go for the Russian deal, and they still may not. But Bush knows, of course, that he's going to attack Iran anyway. It doesn't make any difference because he and his family want to take over all the oil in the Middle East, and Iran has a lot of it. So it's going to happen. So we figure there's got to be some things blown up in the United States and the Iranians blamed for it. And so, folks, it's time to get some weapons into our homes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. It just came across my desk a few minutes ago, just what we're talking about here. Red China, Communist China's on the move. The People's Communist Republic moves into Grenada in the Eastern Caribbean. They are already moved into St. Lucius down there in Dominique, these two small island republics down there. And they've taken over a section of Long Beach Harbor there in California. And like I say, they've taken over both ends of the Panama Canal, so they now control that. And they are sworn enemies of the United States. So, this is what we're talking about, folks. We don't know what's going to happen in the near future, where we may very well have to protect our homes, our families, our homes, and our neighborhoods. But we believe something's going to happen in the near future. So that's why our organization and many other individuals across the nation have gone together. Two, three people gone together and bought the very, very important Barrett 50 caliber semi-automatic 50 caliber rifle that the SEAL teams use. They cost about $7,500. So most of us, like we did, we had to go in on three of us pay a certain amount a few years back and get a good semi-automatic Barrett 50 caliber. That's a good little pest remover. You can reach out about 2 miles with that rifle and kill varmints. if you have varmints attacking you, it's a good little rifle to kill them with. And then, as I said, the always buy, folks, if you're going to go out to the gun shows and buy a weapon, always buy those calibers that the military, the UN, and NATO use, because there's going to be a lot of that ammunition around, okay, to feed the troops with. All right, so let's now, we praise the Lord, helping me out here with my voice a little bit. We've got a few callers on the line. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother. Gary in Tennessee.
I've had the crud for a month. I'll give you a hint.
Hello, Gary.
I'll give you a hint on how to clear your chest out.
Okay,
clean
Gary,
yourself
tell
up.
Me. All right.
Go to Cliff Scott Enterprises and get yourself a bottle for $15 plus $5 shipping cost.
What is it?
Oil of oregano. But this stuff is pure. And you had better not put it on any part of your body or get it in your eyes until you cut it about, he said 3-1. I found I couldn't handle that. I'd say about 4-1 in virgin olive oil.
Uh-huh.
You put about 3 drops of that under your tongue, and then you use it for an inhalation thing, and I want to guarantee you, it will clean your lungs out, your sinuses out, and it'll do a whole bunch of things for you.
Hey,
that
good.
That saved my life.
Well, brother, good. Thank you so much. I'm just very upset that I got rid of this now, and last week it's come back on me again, so I will check that out, Gary. Thank you.
I know. I listened to Joyce Riley on the other network, and I think Dr. Cass Ingram has a lot of things, but he's awfully spiffy because his oil of oregano has already been cut with olive oil.
Oh, yeah?
And so you're getting the pure stuff. And I want to tell you something. He's got the spec sheets to prove that stuff is something called turpentines or turpentines. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's the strength of it.
All right.
Let's talk about guns.
All right, Gary.
I'm an old bearded man. Living in the woods with an attitude, and my attitude is getting worse every day. And I got
God bless you, brother.
I got me a front door thing here. It's a Remington semi-automatic. They're not real expensive. 12-gauge.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And you can get one of them tubular extensions on it to go underneath to get yourself about 8 shots.
Very good.
And then I went to, I do a lot of Cabela's stuff.
Yeah.
I went to Cabela's, and I got myself 2 of them 50-round bandoliers, you know, like the old Mexicans used to have the 30-30 across their chest.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I walk
out the front door, and I've got 25 slugs and 25 double-aught buck in each bandolier, so I can run out of here with my shotgun.
No, brother.
And 100 rounds of 12-gauge.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
And
pretty
I don't care if they got Kevlar vest, and I guarantee you, close range, they take a loaded double-aught buckshot in the chest on the heart area or a slug. Them boys ain't going to get up.
Well, I can tell you, as a cop in Phoenix, I lost a good buddy through a shotgun blast to the chest. He's a motor officer friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he was stopped a van one day and walked up to the van, and the back door opened, and they blasted him with 12-gauge. And you're right, they're very effective.
It's very deadly at close range. It's not all that hard. Now, that's my front door thing. Now, let's talk about dirt cheap, because I survive on $9,000 a year Social Security, okay?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I do not have electricity. I do not have running water. And I do not have a bathroom. I have a 5-gallon bucket, but I do contribute $20 a month to RBN.
Oh, fantastic, brother Gary! Thank you so much.
Let me tell you how to do some real simple things, dirt cheap.
Okay.
There's a company called New England Firearms. They have. You remember the old single shot shotgun you probably started out with when you was a kid?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, you can buy a single shot weapon.
Please stand by.
I have been networking.
Everybody there?
You're on.
Okay, folks. This is Jack McLamb, and I guess the phone lines went down temporarily. Good to be back with you. I wonder if we lost Gary in Tennessee. Probably lost Gary, too. But anyway, Kelly, do we have Gary back up, or did we lose everybody?
Oh, we lost everybody. Hang on.
Oh, okay. Well, Ralph and David, Gary, Ralph, and David, call back in if you would, because evidently the phone lines went down and all of us got cut off. So call back in if you can. Yeah, Gary is a good example, folks, of the way it used to be in America. It used to be in America that there was a lot of Garys out there and a lot of Bettys out there. Matter of fact, I'm looking at one of our military magazines right here now, and the sniper on the front page is a female. And let me tell you something. Women can shoot very, very well. As I said, my 22-year Army, retired Army gal, Angela, is a crack shot. And she outshot me to my embarrassment because I was in the military and then I was in law enforcement my whole career. And to have your wife come up and outshoot you on the long-range pistol or long-range rifle range is a sad situation. But the women need to be taught how to use these weapons, too. They used to know how. When we grew up, the women would go out, the girls would go out and shoot with us. And so Gary is a perfect example, folks, of the way it used to be in America. And I can tell you from my heart, folks, we need to get back to that. And the only way we can do it today is to go get weapons and go and practice with them, learn how to shoot.
Ralph,
because the day is coming, we believe, and not too far in the future. I pray this isn't the case, but it looks like it may very well be the case that we're going to have to protect our family and our homes ourselves. Okay, let's get Ralph on the phone now. Sorry we lost you, Gary. Ralph in Oklahoma, welcome to the office.
Yes, Jack. Good to hear you. The signal's coming in real exceptionally well today for a while.
Good.
I better not say that. I think Dave France, I don't know what he does. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, I thought surely you'd mention it from the start. How is your wife doing?
Okay, my bride Angela is healing up. Praise the Lord. Her radiation burns are getting better all the time. And she's tired, very tired, and still has a lot of pain from the Gulf War poisoning she underwent in the first Gulf War, but that she had before she got the cancer. And so, praise God, Brother Ralph, all the prayers, I think, have been sent up for her to the Lord has been the thing that has pulled her through, and we're expecting her to keep getting stronger. We're trying to get her immune system back up. And so, what'd you say, Kelly? Oh, really? All the calls dropped again? Okay. Well, Ralph, Gary, call back in. And David in Texas, stay tuned, or call back in if you can. Yeah, so thanks for asking, Ralph, about my bride, Angela. She's doing better, and we just give the credit to our Lord, and thanks everybody out there for praying for her. because every day she seems to be a little bit better. Well, not every day. Some days she kind of has a little relapse, but like I've done here with my throat problem. I hope that we can get the people back on the line. We lost Gary, Ralph, and I guess we lost David too, so please call back in, folks. Yes, I want to tell you that if you go out looking for weapons, hopefully you can go to a gun show and buy them off private citizens. And I will tell you why. Because this government we have now is run by tyrants, absolutely run by tyrants in both the Republican Socialist Party and Democratic Socialist Party. And even though they act like they don't want to do it, they want to come get the guns. And if you buy guns at the regular gun store, you have to fill out the forms that the government will have readily available to them to come to your house and knock and say, turn in the weapons that you bought at the gun store. And so we got a big gun show coming up here in the near future in our area we're going to go to and get some more supplies. And so I hope you have gun shows in your area. Even if you have to travel to the next town or city, go to the gun shows and buy off the people in the private sector. Because as of this time in America, we don't have to register our firearms. The only time they're registered, if you buy them off gun dealers, then you have to fill out the federal forms. But what this does, folks, if you don't have to fill out the federal forms on the weapons you buy, is that you do not have to get in a confrontation with the government. This evil government leadership that is planning to send our police officers and soldiers to your house to collect your weapons. You will not have to relinquish weapons that you don't have, if you know what I mean. And guns you buy off the private citizens, those weapons you don't have when the knock at the door comes. And these totalitarians in our government will only pick up the weapons, of course, that they know that you have. Okay, let's go back to Ralph in Oklahoma. Ralph, are you there? Hello, Ralph?
Continues on. Anyway, that one caller... living in the woods there, talking about the oil of oregano stuff, that brought to mind something I heard from an MD that's gone holistic. And he said the best thing he found for upper respiratory, and it made a lot of sense to me, is I think he said cut it down to a quarter, but that would be Listerine or the Dollar General store. I can get the same stuff. Green alcohol, 27% or 29% for a dollar a pint, I think, what the bottle is. Anyway, cut it about down to a quarter, and the rest was just plain water. Put it in an open pan, bring it to a simmer to where it's steaming off, and get over it and just inhale and breathe and stay with it. He said that'll cut loose more stuff than any medicine going. And as far as viral and bacterial pneumonia, it's one thing that will treat both of those.
Okay.
And it just makes sense to me. You can't put it in a vaporizer. See, it's not cold enough, and your alcohol is probably going to stay in there, but it just requires a simple open pan brought to a simmer.
Okay. I'm writing all this down there, Ralph. Thank you, brother.
It sounds like it would work. Thankfully, I haven't had to try it yet, but I pass it along. Jack, good to hear you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph.
Yep.
Lord bless you, brother. Okay. Well, I'd love to get David back up in Texas. Kelly, did we get David back on? Oh, okay. Very good. Maryland? Mario in Maryland? Is that right?
Can you hear me?
Maryland?
Yeah, Maryland.
Okay.
My name's Mario, by the way.
Mario. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mario.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. My voice is kind of giving me a trouble here.
Yeah, I could hear. Have you tried maybe oil of oregano, a couple drops?
Well, Gary was just telling me about that, and I have not tried it, but I'm going to get it. I'm going to go out today, and I'm going to get it.
Make sure it's the right type. I think it's vulgarum something or other, but
what
him, there's a certain kind. It's got to be the wild mountain oregano from the Mediterranean.
Okay, and, wild mountain.
Yeah, and it's got to be it's vulgarum oregano or oreganato, you know, in the Latin.
Okay. Okay.
Real quick, well, can I hang on to the other end?
Yeah, sure can. Hang on there. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program if I don't fall out. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Yet. I may make it. I hope that our dear brother Marine is standing by for the second hour, because
yeah.
I don't think I'll make it the second hour. Well, folks, let's go right back to Mario now. Mario,
hey,
please
Jack.
Continue on.
Okay, Jack, for the oil of oregano thing, the Latin name is Oreganum vulgar, and the actual active ingredient is carvacrol, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Okay.
Now, me and my wife both got sick, and we both took it, and within 2 days, it wiped it out. I mean,
great. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, you should. Compared to, you know, normal or, quote, you know, the antibiotics we get from the doctor, it just it blows it away. Now, my second question, or the second thing I wanted to say was, I'm not sure, but didn't you have a show? You had a gentleman on that was speaking about any kind of firearm for, like, felons that were, like, unjustly convicted as felons. It was like a gun that the BATF, you could make it, you know. And you could, it was legal to have, you know. Matter of fact, anybody could have it without any kind of licensing or anything like that.
You know, I didn't have a show on something like that.
It had to be somebody.
Could be John, that's on after me, I think, isn't he? On RBN.
I don't know. You just switched to the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I just switched to the weekend. But he's been on for, a year or more. John, what's his last name? I got it. Good.
Not Statmiller.
No, not Statmiller.
Okay.
He's the Special Forces guy that comes on Saturday.
Huh.
I know him, and doggone, I can't think of his last name.
Yeah, and Saturday's one of those wishy days. I just realized that you were back on. So.
Yeah, he talks a lot. I've heard him speak a lot about guns and all, and he's an expert. I'm still learning, but he's an old Special Forces guy, and he knows a lot about firearms, so maybe that's where you heard it.
Now, the Springfield you were talking about, was that basically the World War II rifles that our guys used?
Well, there's the new one that I have sitting here, the M1A, which is the new one. It's updated, and it's really, the Springfield was the great battle rifle. That's what they called them back during the Second World War.
Right.
And they're still fantastic today as a sniper rifle. If you get that M1A especially, and there's some newer models too, but...
Was that bolt or was it semi?
It's semi-auto, yeah.
Now, how much are they?
About $800, but they're just about the same price as a good hunting rifle, you know?
That's probably...
If you have a good hunting rifle, hopefully, you really need to pick up a rifle that is NATO rounds, because as I say, if we're attacked in this nation, we're going to see a lot of NATO rounds, like 9mm for the pistols and 308 for the rifles around. So good idea, Mario, to get something like that. Oh, that's okay. We lost Mario, did you say? Everybody again? Okay. Well, folks, the show's just about over here, and we hope that dear brother Drew is standing by to help me get through the second part here. He's going to take over the second program. But I want to ask everybody out there listening, Tuesday, March 7th at 1 p.m., be at the Grangeville, Idaho court, county courtroom, because that's the first pretrial hearing for Carol Asher, our sister that's being prosecuted, who went into the jury room and deliberated and voted, and they're prosecuting her for a felony, and we need as many people down there as we can get, folks. So if you can get out to Grangeville, in Idaho County, Idaho, that's our county seat, Grangeville, on Tuesday at 1 p.m., we want to show them that there's a lot of people around that care about losing our powers and duties and rights as jurors, and that's exactly what's happening. So God bless all of you out there. We hope you have a good weekend, and I'll look forward to being back with you next weekend. I'm going to try the oil of oregano and this grain alcohol, and I'm going to see what I can get done in this next week, okay? Lord bless everybody, and don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good day.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.